Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 404-726-0929. Taking calls in the wake-up call segment about a couple of different things. Number one, if you were a GM of an Atlanta sports team, what's the move that you would make today? We've talked a number of times about the Kirk Cousins saga and whether or not the Braves should be buyers or sellers coming up to the deadline, which is, what, about a month away? And I'm also getting a lot of feedback about this screen time argument going on in my household about whether or not kids should be allowed to watch iPads in the back seat as you travel. It depends. A lot of people weighing in on my social, and you can get at us at 929 Morning Shift. A lot of people weighing in on mine, Allie, saying depends on how long the drive is. Mm-hmm. Depends on where you're going, how old they are, and things like that. One of let me see. I'll let you get to the ones on the Morning Shift account first, if there is any. But I had one I wanted to read just a minute ago from some funny responses on here for sure.
So Dat Girl did tweet at us, and I feel like she disqualified her answer with what she said. She wrote, "I drove from Atlanta to NOLA with a 3-year-old, no devices. She had her books, writing tablet, snacks, and was golden." A tablet's a device, though.
It's a writing tablet, so yeah, I think she can only write on it.
Is that like
there's got to be games like or something on it, though,
is
right?
Is that like kind of like an Etch-a-Sketch with a stylus?
Probably.
I don't know. I don't consider that a device. A device when you can watch videos and or play games.
That's
what I would say.
I'm looking at a writing tablet. It's not a video. It's not. Yeah.
We are also running a poll right now on the Morning Shift Twitter account.
Poorly worded poll.
At 929 Morning Shift, it is Ranch Basic. You can choose, of course, I'm refined, or no, I eat like a 4-year-old.
I just want you to sign off on the fact that Allie's the one that put that poll up, because you're going to get responses like 6 hours from now. Well, you guys are bougie.
I just love that the one that if we go to a buffet, can only eat like 2 things on it is calling us. Basic. I'm sorry. My co-host needs green beans or like French fries. Do you have one of those? Where they but cooked in nothing? They just need to be plain.
Just steamed, please. Yeah. No butter.
I mean, you're gonna call me basic with my palate.
I did have this conversation brought up. Coach K on Twitter tweeted at me. He said, "Hey,
really?
Not Krzyzewski. We had a built-in DVD screens on the headrest and best family trips we ever took. They could also plug in their PS3 and play PS3." Trying to think how old the kids would be. Like, my kids don't play video games. Obviously, they're 3 and 4 years old, but mm-hmm. I'm sure that conversation's coming.
Bro, being able to play a PS3 on a road trip?
Yeah.
That's a game changer, bro. That's on some Pimp My Ride exhibit type. vibe right there.
Also, or, I mean, Dylan, you could have done that in like a 1997 conversion.
Yeah, drop the visors down.
Yeah. Like they had like the square TV in the back, like the cube TV in the back and the bottom. You could have done that.
The
then,
rear yeah. projection 13-inch TV.
Still, I grew up on Pin My Ride, so I wanted to throw that out there.
Hey, I also got a couple people trying to get me in trouble. Jake Major says, sure, no iPad for the kids, but no phone for mommy either. We're going to suffer together.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's not going to fly. I told y'all, I do have road trip rules. Like, you can, look, if it's just me and her, she can spend about 30% of the road trip on the phone. But other than that, we got to talk. You got to keep me awake.
And I think there's also another layer to this, because you're saying people are tweeting at you about it depends on how long the trip is. But I think it also depends on the age. Right now, 3 and 5, to me, that's survival mode. Maybe when they get older and can have summer reading and stuff like that, then you take the devices away and say, read your book.
Yeah. I don't know what the right answer is. It's literally a minute-to-minute balance in my car, and it will be today. Like, if they're screaming their freaking heads off, which is probably when you're not supposed to give them a device, it's probably when I will. I'll just hand that thing back there and put, you know, Blippi on, and I'll be like, hey, let that thing
eat.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do when Lindsay says no?
Well, she, at that point, and we've used devices before, but she puts a limit on it. She's like, you can have it for 20 minutes, and then we're putting it away, just basically to calm them down. Appreciate you guys all weighing in. You can get at us at 929 Morning Shift. You want to weigh in on the sauce debate or one of the other things going on?
I got a question. What if you take it away and then one of them cries for the next 20 minutes straight?
Yeah, that's the problem. That's exactly what the issue is at hand, is that once you have it, and once you try to, like, hey, you got 2 minutes, they're like, one more minute. I'm like, no, I said 2 minutes. Give me the iPad. Ah!
You said, so, I said 2 minutes 10 minutes ago.
Exactly.
That's
exactly what happens. There's a reason I don't say 1 minute.
You should just keep saying 2 minutes, and Lindsay might never catch on.
Yeah. Yeah, she's the one going to be saying 2 minutes. Me, I'd say 10 minutes. I'm like, hey, let that thing dig. You know what I mean? Let's just get there. I can't feel my booty either. All right, let's go out to the phone lines, Dylan. Let's talk to our buddy Tink over in Kennesaw. Tink, what's the word, buddy?
What's going on?
What's going on, man?
I can't believe Squid, you didn't just take a break, put your dancing shoes on, and get down there when Pantera was playing, do a little dancing in the pit.
Let me tell you something. They got going down there a little bit in that when Pantera was playing. I thought, hey, I'm a Pantera fan. I'm not a fan of the lead singer, but Zakk Wylde jumping in there. Zakk Wylde, who played with Ozzy and then also Black Label Society, dude, he crushed it.
Oh yeah, that guy's solid. But yeah, as far as the tablets and stuff, I had a buddy with his son. He messed up, because from about the time the kid was born till about when he was 6, my buddy, that's all he would do, was just give him the tablets, play, you know, leave me alone, da-da-da-da-da, always doing, especially at, like, get-togethers. So the kid never really knew how to interact, this, that, and the other, pretty much didn't know how to act right in public. Yeah. So we nicknamed him the Cat 5, which is Category 5 Hurricane.
Oh, my goodness.
Because that's how he would act. And then my buddy finally realized, hey, I messed up.
Yeah.
Buddy done had 6 years of this kid getting his way, and, you know, and he's working on it. And, you know, to discipline him and teach him how to, you know, the right way.
Yeah.
Well, he's 10 now. He's much better, but I still call him the Cat 5. But as far as long road trips, I can understand road trips.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, man. Appreciate the phone call, Tink. That's kind of where I'm at. Like, I understand them in other situations. Like, we don't get them out at restaurants. I want you to be able to at least act right at a restaurant. I want that to be a thing. We don't ever even bring them to the restaurant. I know that's a sticking point for some parents, feel different ways about that. But road trips is just different for me, man. I'm like, we're all in survival mode here.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's I'm curious about that, because I did date this girl one time that had a kid that was...
Oh, you almost became a stepdad.
And every time we left anywhere, to go anywhere, he had to have a toy. Every time.
Yeah.
Like, that was like, that was the crutch they used to make him behave. And I remember, like, I was like, uh-uh. Like, this is, I mean, now I lost every battle because it wasn't my kid. At the end of the day, I don't know, you know, now I'm like, I don't ever care. But, like, I'm like, we shouldn't have to go through the drive-thru at McDonald's.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Because we're driving 10 minutes down the road, all right, going to go out of your way to do something fun for said kid, And yet, that's not good enough. We got to get a Happy Meal toy.
But you can step outside yourself to realize, like, single mom just trying to get by. Just trying.
That's
to,
a good point.
Just trying to make
no,
things
it,
happen.
But actually, it, no, it No, it was that was not the case.
Okay.
I can assure you that was not why that happened.
But I completely agree with what you're saying. When I look at single parents all the time, I'm like, I don't know how you do this.
Exactly.
Had that been the case, but that wasn't this, like that had no it that not necessarily way lined
we,
up.
We just have the same like the, our kids keep like in their cup holder and their toy in their seats. They keep Play-Doh, and so that's just what they do. Because it's probably 25 minutes to their daycare, so they just play with Play-Doh on the way home.
And they don't get it all over themselves?
No, they have like a little, they put it on top of like a book and they just roll it around and make shapes.
I like that. It's creative.
Yeah, it's like creative. Yeah. Feels okay. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Anthony over in Covington. Anthony, welcome to the morning show.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. Good morning. It is almost Friday, guys. Ooh. We are almost there. Ooh. I'm so excited. I'm telling you. Hey, before we get started, how crazy was Pimp My Ride back in the day? Like, Exhibit would be doing some funny stuff where you could not. There is no chance to resell any. Hey, dog, we heard you like Batman, so we put a bat cave in your trunk.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Insane. Like, make no sense.
Like aquariums.
In the windshield.
We heard like, you like smoothies, like so we put a smoothie bar on the tailgate. Like, what?
You are never. You are never reselling that 97 Honda Civic, ever. but, no, man, I think you'll have a good topic on today, man. I'm actually surprised more people are not talking about it because everybody does it in the car, right? Everybody wants to be a GM for a day, right?
Yep.
So, for me, I'm actually going to stick with the Falcons right now, and I think there is a move that I think would improve our defense drastically and kind of kickstart that pass rush without actually addressing the defensive line. Go get Jalen Ramsey. Go get Jalen Ramsey and put him on the other side of A.J. Terrell. And what you do is you lock down both sides, and if you lock them down in coverage, that gets your guys more time for a pass rush. You'll see guys come off the edge, get a lot more sacks, get a lot more pressure. I think that's that last step to kind of push that defense up over the edge. Just kind of my personal opinion, but I would make that move. today.
Yeah.
But anyways, as always, guys, love you all. Thank you for everything, man.
Appreciate it, buddy. I think he's right. I think you'd have to have a corresponding move. Like, I think you're gonna have to get relief from Kirk Cousins' salary if you're going to sign a Jalen Ramsey, because he just signed an extension like 8 months ago.
Well, the problem for me with that is, what are you trading? They want to trade for him.
Yeah.
But they're not going to just give him up. And
it's not like we had a ton of draft picks to trade.
Yeah, I think eventually he wants. Look, he's still good, but how good is he at this point? And what, you know, there's a whole talk about a transitioning him to a safety thing.
Yeah.
Now there's just a lot there for me that makes me hesitant. But he's a very good player, and yes, he would make your if he was playing corner right now, it's an upgrade.
Yeah, and the only thing I will say is obviously Raheem and they have a good relationship, right? So you know exactly what you're getting. If Raheem were to try to make that move, I think I would trust Raheem with whatever his scouting experience is or whatever his background is with Jalen Ramsey to know what's the best move, right? I would have to side with whatever Raheem was willing to do on that one. It's just, like I said, he just signed an extension. It was a very expensive extension, and it's not just affecting you for this coming year. It's not like it's a rental. That is going to affect what your roster is able to do for the coming years. When you think you're getting cap relief after this year with Kirk Cousins, you know, are you really going to lock yourself into a long-term deal with an aging corner that might be playing safety at some point, making a lot of money for a safety? That'll be the conversation we have to have as we roll on. Speaking of these traits and speaking of some of the other things going on with the GMs around this town, we got to break back into the Braves conversation, rip the Band-Aid off a little bit. The boos were loud last night. Were they warranted, though? Is it time to boo this team over at Truist Park? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.